Words from the preacher. Ki mane mali, new creature from 2024. All right, we're coming up on Good Medicine. The start of, we're moving from Big Poppy to Big Auntie. So I hope you enjoyed this last 2 hours with Omar Malik, my brother in crime, grime, tunes. Okay. We were just talking about it's wonderful out there. It's currently 23 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Hope you're enjoying it if you're local, if you're not, wherever you are. But particularly, if you're out in California, the Southern California area, take care. Everyone know that we are thinking of you, praying for you, doing what we can to support you as well. I'll have a word about that in a minute or so. Yes, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet, the Daily Planet, at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio, and we have been for over 46 years. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful, lovely listeners just like you. Well, like I said, it is 23 degrees here. Fahrenheit, above zero. We always have to make that distinction this time of the year because we are in the coldest part of the winter coming up in the next few weeks here. The full moon on Monday, I'll tell you a little bit more about that as well. We're going to have some wonderful music, some of the artists you probably are familiar with. I'm just trying to get around to as many of them as possible before I make my departure here from the schedule later this month, so because you're on your own after that, you'll have to find them, track them down yourself. So hopefully I've got a playlist for you that you can create for yourself, depending upon your mood. Again, we have Good Medicine with Roya in the evening coming up in just a minute or so.
Simple. Wish I could be happy with what I got. I could live the dream for just 2 hours, sailing on a rented yacht. Trust fund wannabe, get these new shoes, overboard with an overdraft fee. I wish I was happy, but I'm not. Was it so hard being an American girl? Was it so hard living in a first problem world? When the prettiest things are now holding me back and I can't get away from this massive attack. Why is it so hard? American girl, too young for the bar, so I went to the bank, got a loan for college where all I did was drink. Working so hard to repay Sally Mae. Gonna have to freeze my eggs if I want kids someday. If you build it, they will come. I don't think that works for everyone. Chevrolet promises windblown hair. Now I'm stuck in traffic, going nowhere. Why is it so hard being an American girl? Why is it so hard living in a first problem world? What they have. Put the pill under your tongue when they turn their backs. So put your highest heels on, cause we've got to aim high. Why is it so hard being an American girl?
Okay, girls, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do out there? I'll leave it up to you. Carla Bell Bundy raises that question, that challenge to all of us. I hope you have a plan. I hope you're part of the resistance. Some people are even calling it the rebellion, maybe the second American Revolution. I don't know. But I love that song, that You're a Grand Old Flag, that melody there, and as Carla Bell talks or sings over the old-fashioned patriotic song. So, all right, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around or across Turtle Island at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio. On bonjour and Carajit to all my relatives out there across Minnesota and Turtle Island, for sure. And to Ms. and Mr. Native America out there, wherever you are. And to all those Indian canoes out on the waters, the lakes, the streams, rivers, and out to sea as well. So, welcome. This is Good Medicine with your host, Roya White Eagle Taylor. I am Roya in the evening. It's wonderful to join you here tonight. We are coming out of the Christian holiday period. We're settling in for winter soup, winter storytelling, winter whatever, all the outdoor activities. I know I like to watch from inside through a big window. All the rest of you having fun out there. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What was I going to say? Hey, we've got so much in the program tonight. We've got a little poetry. We've got our Nancy Mace report. She never fails us. We've got some thoughts on Jimmy Carter. And, of course, we we knew about the Congress starting up again. I've forgotten which Congress that is, but I know it's the U.S. Congress. I just don't know. They number them, you know, before they had better sense not to do that. All right. Well, as I said, though, I am Roya White Eagle Taylor, your Pawnee Princess, your Choctaw Chickie, your FemGem, and your Lady of the Evening, who will be with you for the next 50 minutes or so, until we turn it over to Robert Pilot. Although I know he's on Long Island. He's been posting. He's back east again. But he'll be here in spirit, and he will be also here as part of our weekly Best of Native Roots Radio. But we'll turn that over to him at 7 o'clock. Let's get started with Good Medicine. We've got some great music tonight for you. And I've also got some interesting little sound bites that I wanted to share with you from the last week. But first up, we've got Ayasinabe from Canada. You've heard him before here. He has a new single out today, Ishkode Records. I wasn't able to get that for you, but I'll play some of his most recent offerings. This first one up is called Come Out. And then we'll move on to somebody else. Here's Ayasinabe.
Was I fool too blind to see? Lost in the feeling, making my way through the dark. You were gleaming. Are you still burning bright? Are you a dimming light? Just give me a sign that it's gonna be alright. Come out, wherever you are. Ooh. Come out, wherever you are. Ooh. Was I a ghost in your loving arms? Ooh. Am I a piece of your breaking heart? Side of the bed when you come home late,
from your friends. I've been wandering through your garden. Did I give you enough to grow? I've been walking through the same fields. Did I give you enough to go? So let me hold you. Your breath, does he get that same smile from when we met? I've been humming down these empty halls, sung the writing on the wall. Do we know our song's ending when we let go of it all? So let me hold you, hold you like you're the old you, 'cause you've been holding on to me. Somebody else. So when it falls through, am I there? Am I holding you? Or am I holding a place for somebody over here. The further I get, the you'll disappear. There's distance between who I was and am now. No walking in circles or turning around. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to that place for the first time. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live. Something new, no stranger in the window seat. Now humming words on a crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still haven't thought of you. The sound of the bells in this old city street are as broken as promises we tried to keep. Keep waiting and waiting for my heart to stop. It kept beating so long I forgot. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to that place for the first time. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still haven't thought of you. Walked away from all of the hurt that I kept running to. Needed something new, no stranger. Still never thought of you.
thought of you. Walking to the edge of the earth, but I still live in thought of you. Another stranger in no window seat, like humbling words on a crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth, and I still haven't thought of you. Walking to the edge of the earth, but I still haven't thought of you.
Staying home for the holidays, but would appreciate a friend? You're never alone when you have KFAI.
That's right. KFAI's 24/7, 365 live broadcast is with you no matter the season.
Take a load off and stay a while at 90.3 FM and around the world at KFAI.org.
Thank you so much. I chose these colors tonight, the Buddhist color, because I have a massive hope for you. The light always wins over darkness. I have had a lot of things to say to you, because you can maybe put us in jail. You can beat us up, but you never can take away our soul, our existence, our identity. And I want to say to you, raise your voice, freedom, and say, I am who I am, not who you want. Thank you so much.
Carla Sofia Gascón at the Golden Globes this past week. And that was, she was accepting on behalf of the whole cast. Emilia Perez won for Best Musical Comedy, the best picture, that is, at the 82nd Annual Golden Globes. Carla Sofia Gascón, Ms. Carla Sofia Gascón. She is very visible and very, I can't even begin to describe her. Transgender woman. She is a woman. So deal with it. So I hope you enjoyed that little words of encouragement from her, words of wisdom. They can't take away our soul. That's right, sister. They cannot take away our soul. So, all right. Before the break, we had, I was going to tell you that we had Isinabi, and he actually was born, he is Ojibwe and Cree, and he was actually born. His given name was Evan Pang. An interesting story. Pang was an adopted Asian name by his mother. He's from the Sandy Lake First Nation outside of Thunder Bay in Kaministakia, Ontario. His grandfather's surname was Asinia Bay. His mother gave him that because she was so concerned about all the rampant racism directed towards First Nations, Indigenous people there in Canada. And so she felt like she wanted to protect him by having him camouflaged as an Asian person. Apparently Asians are maybe more accepted. I don't know. But what her reasoning was, he's got an illustrious background, even though it's been very short. He is with Ishko Day Records. They are a new label launched back in 2021. He's the first artist signed to them. So not only the first Indigenous First Nations, but also the first artist that was signed by them. And let's see, he is fairly, you know, new to, well, he'd been performing and singing and composing, but as far as putting himself out there for awards. That has been more recent, but his breakout was the International Indigenous Music Summit several years back. But as I said today, that last one that you just heard was Edge of the Earth. There's a video that goes along with it that just came out hours ago. That's Asinyebi. We've featured him on as part of the Indigenous TV and Music connection that we have here as well. So, all right. You know what? I was going to tell you, we opened up with that American Girl, how hard it is to be an American girl. How do you think it is to be a Native American girl, a Native American woman, a Native American lady with missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives, and the poverty, single parent families, on and on and on. Sometimes alcoholism and addiction in other ways, poverty, you name it. So there's two sides of that same coin. How difficult it is to be not only an American woman, particularly with what we're now going to be experiencing, but which women have always tried to tell us, but many of us just did not listen until it was put right in our face. And certainly that's true with Native American women as well. You know, the officials, the authorities up in Canada and now the United States didn't believe Native American women about the rape and the murder of abduction and trafficking of Native American women. And now the time has finally come where that issue is front and center for Indian country. So we'll have to wait and see, with Deb Haaland stepping down as Secretary of the Interior at the federal level. I don't know if that's going to stay on the forefront, the front burner of everybody's attention. Because we've got a rapist coming into the office of the presidency. He's a convicted felon. He can't deny those truths and those realities. So, all right, let's go to a little. Hopefully, this is soothing for you because this is the throat singer from Nunavut. We've heard her before, Tanya Tagak, and actually, her real name, believe it or not, out there is Tanya Tagak Gillis. I've got my little demon horns on stating that. So Tanya Tagak, she is a Inuk from Nunavut up in the Great White North there. So let's go ahead and listen to some of her music. She's coming to Joe's Pub next week in New York City, so she's looking forward to several performances there, and hopefully I'll see if there's any new music that she's going to drop for us. But here we go with Tanya Tagak. Thank you.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their energy bills. You only need 1 month of income verification and a copy of your energy bill when you submit your application. Please make sure you have this documentation as it will help expedite your application processing. In addition to energy assistance, we also offer referrals to our CAPRW Home Weatherization Program. Ramsey and Washington County residents may call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information and to apply online.
More than the fuchsia funnels breaking out of the crabapple tree, more than the neighbor's almost obscene display of cherry limbs shoving their cotton candied colored blossoms to the slate sky of spring rains, it's the greening of the trees that really gets to me. When all the shock of white and taffy, the world's baubles and trinkets leave the pavement strewn with the confetti of aftermath, the leaves come, patient, plodding, a green skin growing over whatever winter did to us, a return to the strange idea of continuous living despite the mess of us, the hurt, the empty. Fine, then. I'll take it, the trees seem to say, a new slick leaf unfurling like a fist to an open palm. I'll take it all. Ada Lincoln. Instructions on not giving up. And suddenly, my thoughts then turn to you, who came to me upon a winter's night, when snow sprites round my attic window flew, your hair disheveled, eyes aglow with light. My heart was like the weather when you came. The wanton winds were blowing loud and long, but you, with joy and passion all aflame, you danced and sang a lilting summer song. I made room for you in my little bed, took covers from the closet fresh and warm, a down full pillow for your scented head, and lay down with you resting in my arm. You went with dawn, You left me ere the day, the lonely actor of a dreamy play. The Snow Fairy by Claude McKay. Just some poetry for you tonight, poems for a bleak midwinter. As I said, we're coming up on the next few weeks of the coldest part of the year here in the United States. And this coming Monday, we're also going to be celebrating the wolf moon, the full moon. It'll be the brightest from Sunday to Wednesday. I think it arrives about 4:27 p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday evening here in Central Standard Time. So get out there and enjoy that as well. It'll be, as I said, very bright for the next few days after that. Okay. Well, thank you, Nora, for that announcement earlier there about weatherization, the county weatherization program. Okay, we're going to finish up here. I'm just going to play a couple of selections because they are also heading to New York City and then on to Washington, D.C. later in February, but in the next couple of weeks. The Delbert Anderson Trio and Julia Keefe, both of them, they've collaborated together in the past, and now they're going to be appearing together as well in New York City and then, as I said, later in Washington, D.C. So here's a little treat for you. It's called Tota from the Delbert Anderson Trio. Delbert is Dene. Thank you.
desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music are done? Under the pale light, dawning in daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away those stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have you?
Julia Keefe and the Indigenous Big Band, You and the Night and the Music. And before that, we heard the Delbert Anderson Trio with Tota. Julia is Salish Kootenai from Idaho, and Delbert is from Arizona. He's Dene. So goes to show you, Indigenous people can swing, can't they? All right. And they've partnered together, the Indigenous Big Band. They're also going to be appearing separately in New York and Washington, D.C. That's some big gigs for them as well. I almost hate to do this right now, right after that wonderful music. Are you ready? Are you ready for the moron report for this week? From Nancy May, she posted on YouTube that her blood was just boiling today after she saw the sentencing of Donald Trump. She said that Albert Briggs, the prosecutor in New York, he just wanted to call Donald Trump a convicted felon, and there was no truth behind it. She said, "You, the American people, are the true jury. You are the true judges." And I wish he had finished that statement, judge, jury, and executioner, because he got off scot-free, other than just being called the name of convicted felon. So, and of course, you know, for MAGA, morons like Nancy Mace. It's not good enough. They want everybody to like them. You know what? I feel like we're living in high school again with the so-called popular kids, and they're sitting over at one table. That's all the MAGA elites. You know, they don't care anything about the poor rest of the MAGA people who are going to suffer here in the next few years. So, okay, we'll just keep bringing you more of that imbecilic commentary by Nancy Mace here in the next few weeks before we have to leave the air. All right, just want to let you know, my son and his partner Phoebe are safe out in Los Angeles. They returned last week, but they said it's pretty smoky there. They have not received any evacuation orders. Fires are dying down there in Los Angeles, but always on guard. So keep them and many of the other people there who've lost livelihoods and homes. I know my spouse is one of her clients, lost all one of their huge supermarkets, sort of the supermarket to the stars there in the Palisades. And there's a lot of Native people that live in Los Angeles County as well. Over 100,000 of them, I think 150,000. So keep them in mind. Several of them are reporting that they're safe. Some relatives that we've known from here in Minnesota as well who are out there. And let's see here. Let's go ahead. I'm just going to... Oh, I wanted to let you know, I promised Braden... He's out there tonight. Let's see. I can get this in real quickly. Braden Jefferson with this is NPRM Communications, and he is a point person for a movie that's going to be appearing on this coming Monday night. You'll have to check that for your local listings on Independent Lens, which is a PBS program. It's called, Without Arrows. After 13 years living in Philadelphia, Delwyn Fiddler Jr., a champion grass dancer, embraces indigenous culture by returning to his ancestral home on the Cheyenne River Reservation in South Dakota. Leaving the big city life behind, Delwyn aims to protect his centuries-old Lakota heritage and heal from family tragedy through his passion for dance. The directors are the wonderful Elizabeth Day Anishinaabe from right here in Minnesota and Jonathan Olszewski. So that's an intimate portrait of vibrance and struggle within indigenous culture following one Lakota family. That's premiering this coming Monday night, January 13th. Check it out on your own cable provider or over the airwaves as well. Thank you to Braden for bringing that to our attention. I'm sure it'll be showing up there as well many other times. Okay, let's go ahead. I'm going to take you out here. We've only got a few minutes left. This is quite a long song, but I think it's very appropriate. Here we go with Andara, An American Dream. Andara is located here in the Twin Cities and has been for a little while, but African-born. So go ahead, Andara, take us away with American Dream.
Without a sword or a gun, for the gold and the silver you're searching is hidden out there underground. But there's a beast on the cloak, guarding against the foe. And the ghost from the river is watching, she won't let you get any close.